Hello and welcome back to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan and Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
I'm Charles Stockout.
Yep, we are back on the air after a week of hiatus because of spring break.
I wouldn't really call it hiatus. I mean, it was gone because of spring break. I mean, like, there's no really good reason, unless you did something super over spring break, Ryan, which I expect you to have done something great.
Well, most of it was me working sporting events like I usually do, and mainly doing some work at home.
Like, what kind of work at home? You have a small business you're not telling us about? You making millions?
No, I do not have a small business. I am doing some side work for my dad to get some extra cash, because I am currently in the midst of saving for a car.
Alright, well then. I guess that's just fine.
Yep.
Not making millions from home, and that's why investors hate you. Internet ads for you guys. So yeah, this week though, on Pittsburgh's News, our sponsor is the Golden Spatula. You know, thanks for flipping those patties and making the Krusty Krab a better place, and Bikini Bottom putting it on the map, so... Golden Spatula, go get you one, and if you don't have one, go get some gold spray paint and spray paint a spatula. Nobody will know.
Yeah, and if anybody brings a golden spatula, we will talk. If you bring show it to either Charles or myself, I will personally allow you to come onto the show and tell the audience about it.
What kind of story do you think is about a golden spatula?
No, I mean,
I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, like, if you just, like, go get a spatula and just end up spray painting it gold.
Okay, that's fair. You know, it's a good story. You know, it's got to be a good spatula. I expect metal. If it is a plastic spatula, it will not be counted. So, you know, metal, golden spatula. So that way we can actually believe it's 24 karat gold.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's trash.
Yep.
Just like us. Anyway, so our first event, Ryan, go ahead and tell them about it.
It is the Sheriff Bay Dialogues in Clay and Glass event. It is an exhibition by Sheriff Bay, cross-referencing notions of power or, ornamentation, natural history with objects and surfaces associated with, traditional African jewelry.
Okay. You know, you stumbled a lot there. I didn't pick up anything until traditional African jewelry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's why I have it to read, so continue.
Yeah, it's... Sheriff Bay's work cross-references notions of power, ornamentation, and natural history with objects and surfaces associated with traditional African jewelry. I'm continuing.
Okay.
He uses his work to explore alternative ways to paying respect to tradition, function, adornment, and ceremony. His exhibition showcases his large-scale ceramic necklace wall hangings, in a series of necklace forms made from large glass beads. And he says, I look forward to exploring the different relationship with light that the glass beads will have in contrast to the ceramic beads. In addition, the expanded color palette in glass opens up possibilities in his work not currently available in ceramic glasses. Or glazes, excuse me.
It's okay. We're getting there.
Yeah. It coincides with the 2018 National Council on Education for the Ceramic Arts Conference.
I did not know they had a national conference.
I literally did not know that either.
Yeah, well, you guys, ceramic arts, having a national council. I guess everything has a national council, but it's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
It coincides with the NCECA conference in Pittsburgh. It's taking place March 14th to 17th at David L. Lawrence Convention Center. So, as already implied, it started yesterday, so you got rested today and two more days to go check it out.
Yeah, but you know, the good, am I correct on this with the admission portion, or is that for another? Well, the good thing is that if you do want to see this, you have 2.5 days to go, and it's free. So go head down and get that.
Yeah, it's at the Pittsburgh Glass Center, 5472 Penn Ave, in downtown Pittsburgh, and you can go between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Yeah.
That's like 7 hours.
Yeah.
So if you want to go look at ceramics for 7 hours, good for you. You go ahead and do it. And it looks interesting, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely, I don't know. I'm a ceramic guy. I like to, like, the pots and stuff. Like, have you made, like, pinch pots, like, in kindergarten or anything? Like, with clay?
Yeah, in art class.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, like, really cool to me. And then, like, we made dragons one time where we kind of, like, we just had all the pieces and then we put dragons together and got to dress them up real cool. Mine was a skater. So if you ever thought dragons flew around, you were wrong. They skated around on skateboards.
Mm.
The smoothness that comes out after you like put a piece of clay in the kiln, and then like just the smooth glaze and everything else. it's just something, man.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's good. If you mess up, you know, like the intricate, like the bevels and stuff, like just make the piece more individual.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Next event. The men's hockey tournaments 2018 in the Pittsburgh Spring Classic. Pittsburgh welcomes NY Hockey 2018 at the Welcome the Classic. Is at Pittsburgh's central location within driving distance of Ontario, the East Coast, Southwest, and Midwest. It makes it a very popular tournament site. The Pittsburgh area also offers a large variety of sightseeing, shopping, and entertainment opportunities such as the Penguins, Steelers, and Pirates, and other college sports.
Hold on. As you can hear right here in Pittsburgh today, or Pittsburgh's newest.
Yeah.
All these new great things that are here around Pittsburgh. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Yeah. The Carnegie Science Center, Mount Washington, and the Gateway Clipper Fleet. The levels are, I don't know why this is working.
Squirt through midget.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is. I think midget's probably like.
It's a midget's.
Like 8 to something?
No, like midgets, they're like they can be adults, but they're like really short people.
No, Ryan. That is what a midget is, yes. But midget is a league in hockey.
Okay.
It's probably like 8 to 14, maybe.
Yeah.
And then squirt is probably
Yeah, that's my mistake for misinterpreting that, but.
Yeah, that's a different league. We have double A, single A, and B, high school varsity and junior varsity.
Yes.
Sanction number is MD18-049. I don't know what that means.
It's not exactly relevant, but.
And apparently, though, I don't know if this is true. I didn't read the article. Ryan, you did. But,
yeah.
So is admission $1,225 to $1,610 a team? Like, can you still enter teams, or like, do you have to be invited to do this?
That's for the team entries. I'm assuming the event, going to the event itself, is free. So
yeah, for the team, yeah, events probably like $5 or something cheap, about $10.
But if you are planning on entering a team, make sure you save your money.
Yeah, when is this again?
Because
it doesn't really say.
March 16th.
It's tomorrow.
Yes.
So you're not entering a team. If you want to go to Ice Castle Arena, 990 Castle Shannon Boulevard, Pittsburgh, PA 15234, and go see some cool hockey. For and see if you're a talent scout for anything, go see if you can get anything out of there.
Yeah, and Charles, would you like to read what's up next?
Sure. I was gonna ask a few.
I was gonna ask
some questions about hockey. This seems like it's gonna be a very sports heavy episode.
Wait, what did you want to ask me?
Hockey. What position would you play?
I would be center.
Center. You can face off, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Offense. Is my main specialty because I'm not exactly the greatest defender, but if I can learn to go ice skating, that would be fantastic. I'll actually regain my skating abilities after they dropped off many years ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then, yeah, I would be the center.
Center, yeah. So, like, what's your face-off technique? Like, you'd want to hold and, like, let your other players come in and grab the puck, or are you, like, a backhand kind of guy? Or
I would position my hockey stick.
Of course.
Like, very closely, like, unless the ref says otherwise. Just drop the puck. Just snag it away, like, immediately.
Well, yeah, that's the goal.
Well, I know that. I mean, like, just, like.
So, like, yeah, okay, so you're going forehand or backhand. So, like, you take it with the back of your stick or the front of your stick?
The
front part of the blade or back of the blade?
Front part.
Okay, all right. Well, that's intense, man. That takes a lot of skill. Most people go backhand nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, so that's cool. What's your preferred shot style? Like, do you want to go in deep, get something dirty, or you like take a slap shot from the side or a wrist shot from, like, the outside?
In front of the net, but from a good distance.
From a good so you're talking, like, blue line distance, or, like, what are we talking, like, face-off circle distance?
Yeah, sort of. I guess between face-off circle and the blue line.
Wow, for a second, that's a pretty good shot. So, like, you taking a slap shot or a wrister?
Slap shot.
Slap shot. Okay. So I feel like, I mean, like, I get that you can't play defense, but that's not like a defenseman right there.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not going in and getting, like, dirty, I don't know if you should be a center.
Mm.
Like, I get that you can get the face-offs. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm also willing to take risks and chances, but, yeah, so I would just, like, if, like, it'd be really cool to just, like, like take chances from like from afar to see if they would go in just for the heck of it, but I would definitely go up and get closer.
Okay. Just the way you're describing, I'm feeling like an offensive defensive man coming from you.
Yeah.
We like a great team, you know, because I'm a defensive man.
Yeah.
Whenever I play hockey, so I think we work pretty well here.
Yeah.
The second line.
Yeah.
Probably.
Well,
first line.
Provided that I can regain my ice skating abilities.
Whatever. We'll play deck hockey. You don't have to skate. You have to be able to run.
Yeah.
But anyway, the next event is St. Patrick's Day 5K and Fun Walk. It is on St. Patrick's Day, 5K and Fun Walk, the Big Rock Park, First Avenue, New Brighton, 15066, sponsored by New Brighton Area Recreational Commission. The event will start and end in Big Rock Park. We hope to see you here. Contact us at 724-846-1870 or visit us at, or visit them at www.nbare.net to register. 9 a.m. fee varies. So I guess you're just going for a 5K or a fun walk. That sounds, I mean, I like 5Ks. That's me personally.
Yeah.
You a 5K kind of guy?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, how many 5Ks? I'm just curious. I mean, like, you don't have to, like, name which one, just a foot.
Okay, like, I would just, like, during the warm months, not during the cold months, that'd be, like horrendous.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's harder to breathe with cold weather, but just, you know. Like I said, how many you run? How many Ks have you ran, man?
Probably 3 or 4.
That's very interesting. Pretty good. Yeah. So you're mostly like these kind of ones, but like in the city, or like you like go out into the country run?
Probably this summer, like locally.
Locally? Okay, so like Pittsburgh 5Ks?
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't ran 25Ks, actually. I walked a couple 5Ks, but then I do like other obstacle races.
Yeah, like during high school, I was actually I did this for my community service requirement. I actually was, I guess, like, helper with we had this, like, 5K in Hampton. Yeah, so I would, like, help, like, set up, and, like one time I was, like, a, like, racing guide. So I, like, guide them in the right direction. Yeah, so that was something like that. And what is Abe doing?
He's living his best life.
Yep, so, yeah, that is something that I did during my high school years for my community service requirement. So
sure, I'd give back to me. Good man. Mm-hmm. Community service.
Yeah.
So if you want to go here, like I said, the location is Big Rock Park, First Avenue, New Brighton, PA, New Brighton, Pennsylvania, 15066. Oh my God, New Brighton, I said so many times. The time is 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. I assume that is just like the start times, perhaps, depending on how many people there are, or it's at 9 a.m. and then you go until 10 or 12. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes, I'm assuming this is the 5K is going to start at 9 a.m. and then the I guess just like race until everybody's through, and then like do like post 5K awards if they do that sort of thing.
I don't know if they do, because there's a 5K and a fun walk, so I think it's kind of just go do it. But whatever, who cares? If you want more information, go 724-846-1870. Call them. Get more information that we have, because we're just a place to start. We're like Wikipedia, you know?
Yeah.
Like you come here for the initial information, but if you want more, you go there, right? Because then you're interested. We'll pique your interest, and then you'll go.
Yes. We'll get you started, but everything else is varies on if you're interested or not.
Exactly. So then next, we have Storyteller. Which is a storyteller features ceramic works by artist Jami Porter Lara, who uses a 2,000-year-old clay process to make objects that resemble the ubiquitous icon of modern life, the plastic bottle. Oh my God, why is there so many ceramic things?
I honestly got
I guess ceramics are very popular this time of year. Her purpose is to reconceptualize the plastic bottle to better present its function as a precious object, a vessel capable of sustaining human life. By pulling the plastic bottle away from the profane and towards what we perceive to be beautiful and natural or sacred, the artist asks audience to recognize the bottle as it belongs to the long human history of functional vessels that we use to contain and transport the necessities of life. My God, that is one sentence. To see the iconic... This is still the sentence. It's just a semicolon. To see the iconic forms embedded in its design and the human creativity that give rise to it, still a semicolon, and to recognize that these qualities exist alongside everything else that is bad, absurd, ugly, and unsustainable. That sentence was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on this document. Oh my God.
Yes.
It was only a 3-sentence article. 2-sentence article. No, 3. Yeah, what the heck?
Guys? Yeah.
Whatever, still though.
Yeah.
It's cool, because you get to see more ceramic stuff about the plastic bottle. And everybody knows the plastic bottle is pretty okay.
Yes, help you out with your various soda, drink, and other small various needs.
other small various needs? What are your other small various needs to use a plastic bottle for, Ryan?
I don't know, just put, like, I don't know, toothpicks in there or something? I don't know.
Toothpicks on plastic bottle. That seems, I mean, okay, maybe I can see what you're saying, but, like, that's a very small hole to, like, put so many toothpicks in and, like, maybe try to shake them out. It's gonna be, like, pepper, like, without a cap on, just getting, like, all the toothpicks onto your plate.
I mean, like, toothpicks, they have, like a circle.
Yeah.
And then just, like, they're, like, really thin, so you can just, like, drop them in.
Yeah, but why you, I don't know. I feel like there's better vessels for toothpicks.
I don't know. I'm just coming up with stuff.
No, that's fair. So you can use them as weights, fill them with sand.
Yeah. Use them as a paperweight.
Yeah, use them as a paperweight, because everybody needs paperweights, I guess.
Yeah.
You can, what else can you do? You can put lights in them, make, like, a strand of plastic bottle lights. That'd be pretty cool.
Provided they won't catch fire.
No, the plastic bottles aren't going to catch fire. I mean, you'll put, like, huge lights in there. You just put, like, a nice amount of light that, like,
yeah,
like, stems off and it makes, like, a green light. It's a Sprite bottle.
Yeah.
Or other green bottle of that sort of beverage.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this is going to be at the admission's free, which is good. Some more ceramics for free. It's at the Contemporary Craft BNY Mellon Satellite Gallery, 500 Grant Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15219. You can contact Stephanie Sun at 412-261-7003. And that started actually today. I don't know when it is through, because, again, this is just a Wikipedia page. Okay. So it's open daily? Is that, yeah, Contemporary Craft BNY Mellon Satellite Gallery is located at 500 Grant Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15219, as we said, in the lobby of the Steel Plaza T Station at Oliver Street and Grant Street in downtown Pittsburgh. This exhibit is open daily through midnight and is also free to the public. Oh, so that's easy. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, you know, go down, get the Pittsburgh experience, and go and see some art.
Yeah. And, it'll also be, personally, I've never been to that sort of thing, but it'd be pretty cool to see how plastic bottles are made, and also what this 2,000-year technique is.
It's a 2,000-year technique.
Yeah.
You just gotta get it wet and, like, shape it, and then, like, get your hole out of it, man.
Yeah.
It's a technique that's gonna work.
Yep.
So I don't know if you really learn how plastic bottles are made, but you learn how plastic bottles could be made 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And this last event that we have listed is something for a show that is, like, very popular, especially among Pittsburgh fans, because this show originated in Pittsburgh.
You better do this good.
Yes.
All eyes are on you right now. 4 years.
Yes. Charles, you may have known this, but before spring break, I actually went to WQAD Pittsburgh to be part of a live studio audience for a media literacy show.
Cool.
And I learned while I was there that the studio that I was in is also the exact studio where Mr. Rogers had his show when he filmed it.
Bro! That's cool as heck.
Yeah.
I moved so far away from that. I thought I ran over something. That's cool as heck, though.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. So I continue. We're talking about Mr. Rogers now, if you couldn't tell.
Yes, there is a Happy Birthday Mr. Rogers event. Where's the anyway?
Got it. I mean,
it's at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is celebrating Fred Rogers, everyone's favorite neighbor, and the groundbreaking television program he created.
So, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, man. You can't go wrong with Mr. Rogers. He's a good man. And he taught a lot of people a lot of good things.
Yes. Charles, did you watch his show?
Yes, I watched.
My bad.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, man. God, of course I watched Mr. Rogers. Everyone's watching Mr. Rogers. Like I said, he was a good man. He came in with his loafers and he took them off to wear sneaks to be more casual.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I mean, come on. He's a cool guy. And it's a shame that his show had to end because he had to end. But, you know, he's so awesome, we have him immortalized in a statue form at the river.
Yeah.
So, it was a great show. I loved the train section of, like, going into, like, what was it called, Make-Believe Land, maybe?
Yeah.
I forget what it was exactly called, but that was the best part. I love the puppets. I mean, they were so cool.
Yes. And actually, just a little side fact, in case you probably already don't know, studio is WQED in downtown Pittsburgh. It was actually really cool to learn that fact when I was there a couple weeks back, and And so it was pretty cool. And they recently celebrated their 50th anniversary of the pilot. That's awesome. Yes, it is.
It's an old show.
Yes.
It's great, though. So if you want to go and say happy birthday to Mr. Roger Sever, it is at 10 Children's Way, Allegheny Square, Pittsburgh, PA 15212. That, again, is the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. The admission is $14 to $16. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can email hi@pittsburghkids.org. The phone number is 412-322-5058, and I believe that it's a reoccurring event. Is that what that means, Sire?
Yeah.
And if you want to know more, go to visitpittsburgh.com-events, -festivals, -happy-birthday-Mr.-Rogers. A lot of dashes.
Yeah. And going back to more about Mr. Rogers, I grew up in Syracuse, New York, but I was able to watch Mr. Rogers for some time. I don't know when I started, and I don't know when I quit watching it because it was on reruns.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was way back in the day. Going back to the good old days.
The good old days.
Yep.
So, other than that, though, like I said, there's big sports stuff going on in Pittsburgh today. At PPG Arena, or the Pan Can, as some people would say, aka Lopper, which I hate that name.
you're getting trash talk if you can hear us.
It's fine. So today the NCAA March Madness has kicked off, so the tournament for the men has kicked off. And PPG, there are four games today. The first of being number 7 Rhode Island versus number 10 Oklahoma. Who do you think's gonna win that game, Ryan? That's at 12:15. It's actually, I'll tell you right now. Before, just who do you think's gonna win?
Oklahoma.
All right. Well, right now, in the regulation, it's 69-69. They are tied. So we're going to see where that game goes. That was interesting to watch because they've really shut down Young for the first, whole regulation.
Yeah. Charles, did you fill out a bracket?
I did not. I don't fill out brackets. But see, the way I do fill out brackets is I look at the schools and I'm like, that school has a cool name, so they're going to beat that school.
Yeah.
So I fill out my bracket.
Yeah. I was debating whether to fill out a bracket or not. I did not because didn't know how much it was going to cost me, but...
You fool. but also there is the second game of the day at 2:45 p.m. There's number 2 Duke versus number 15 Iona. So if you want to go see that game. So Duke's probably going to win, but that's just because they're playing at number 15 seed. But then again, it's college basketball anything can happen in college basketball.
Yep, and March is dedicated to college basketball for March Madness.
You darn.
Yep.
So that's the second game. And then for the third game, we have number 1 Villanova versus number 16 Radford. So that's going to be really interesting to see because you could see number 2 seed Duke and then see if Villanova is any better than them. That's at 6:50. So Villanova is looking to keep the number 1 seed unbeaten in the NCAA tournament when it opens against Radford in the East region. So
yeah.
They dominated the Big East again, but that's mostly because they're just great.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to win that game, though, Villanova or Radford?
Villanova.
We don't Radford. They have a better name. Villanova has a cooler name, but I want them to lose just because that would be really awesome to see a number 16 seed beat a number 1 seed.
Yeah.
And finally, at 9:20, we have Virginia Tech versus Alabama. That's number 8 versus number 9, so it could go anyway. I feel like Alabama has their pride in football.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling Virginia Tech for this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Alabama is definitely known for football. I'd probably go with Virginia Tech as well.
So, if you want to go, I don't know if tickets are still available, but I know they are expensive. They're about $44 to $50. That's probably for, nosebleed seats, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, just be cautious when...
What are you being cautious of?
Expensive seats, which are likely gone already, but, in case there are still any tickets, let's be careful, because they can be expensive.
Yeah, be careful of your wallet. Ryan, if you want to go see basketball, go see it. Or you can watch it on TNT or CBS.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't watch it on TNT because I was me and watching it this morning. And it was bad. Like the filming of it. It wasn't bad. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, TNT does a good job. But the camera was just so high. And it was pretty much like the camera was almost over top of the players. It was really weird. I didn't know how I like it.
Unless they had, like, I guess a drone or something?
No, they have a drone. Like, it was still, like, you could tell. I think it was on the fifth floor or whatever of the stadium, but it was like three quarters of the way on top. It was just a really weird camera shot. I was not a fan.
Okay, yeah, that's like me with baseball because you didn't know spring training's already underway and
is it almost over?
It's about halfway done.
Okay,
So like I was watching this game, a Pirates spring training game last week online.
Yeah, sorry, really Pittsburgh.
Yes, and at the cameraman who was working the camera on the batter's eye, the camera kept getting all shaky. It's like, what's going on with the camera? So it's like, is he just like not focusing, or is he just like having trouble understanding instructions from the producer? So or was like windy or something? I don't know.
Like, how shaky was it, Ryan? Like, whenever you say it, it's like I'm feeling like a seizure shake, but like, what kind of shake was it?
It was just like,
slight shake.
No, it's like it would stay straight. It would like either go left or right.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't know.
Maybe they're just something maybe like robotic camera. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like the cameraman might have been having trouble seeing because it was sunny that day, as it is always nearly always in Florida.
That's very true, man. There's a lot of weird things going on in Florida.
Yeah.
You see, so there's this video online, or not? Yeah, it was online. But some guy, he got into an accident in Miami. And his bumper was, like, off, and, like, the whole side of his car was off. But he was trying to, like, escape, like, through the traffic and stuff. So, like, he eventually got away. But he got stuck on another car in another way of traffic. And this guy in a van, he just hops out of his van with, like, a hammer and just, like, bashes his windows open of, like, the car that was trying to run away. Like, oh, where did this man come from?
Yeah.
He just came out, like, oh, it's hammer time. He just, like, bashed some windows open. And then the car eventually did get away, too. But he got found and, like, charged for everything.
Well, like, that's good.
Well, yeah, it is, but still, like, what, like, I don't understand.
Just, like, assaulting a car out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it, sure, he was a jerk, yes, but don't just bash a man's windows in, and you don't do it from just, like, you hop out of your van. Like, he hopped out of his van, but he was two-handed in this hammer, and he was just like, oh, it's hammer time, bashing windows open.
Maybe he was trying to steal some money from off the guy, or?
No, Ryan, I highly doubt he was trying to steal money off the guy. This you gotta watch it anyway. Florida's weird, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Of course, he could have always just been trying to hijack that person's car and drive away with it, but.
No, that is also not true. Why would he be doing that?
Maybe he doesn't have a car?
He got out of his van!
Oh, God.
This car was trying to run away from an accident that he caused. He was trying to go through traffic, and the guy just got out with the hammer and bashed his windows open.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in that moron's mind.
It's just Florida. Anyway, so before we end the show. Because we have a few minutes left. I want to say one more time, Oklahoma versus Rhode Island, game is 72-71. There's 218 in overtime currently. So hopefully the Sooners can pull out, because I feel like Oklahoma deserves it. I don't know. I mean, Young's on the team, so he's a big star. But anyway, I'm talking about sports like I know sports. I don't. But what I do know is our sponsor this week is the Golden Spatula. So thank you for the Golden Spatula once again for sponsoring this episode.
And remember that if you have a metal spatula, spray painted gold, show it to either Charles or myself, and we'll allow you to come on here and talk about it.
Yeah, if you know what me or Ryan looks like, I mean, it's not like we're going to fight you to come on to the show, because otherwise all we are voices in your heads and or speakers.
Yes, well, you can always try to find our numbers online, I guess, but...
Ryan, stop.
Yeah.
Well, you're already famous enough. You don't need more fangirls.
Yeah, all right.
Soon over your guitar skills. So.
Yes. So that with that, we are going to wrap up here. We will be back on the air next week. So we will see you guys then.
Toodaloo.